I tend to work at a rapid-fire pace and often expect others to do the same, especially when I have self-imposed deadlines I'm aiming to obtain. When I push hard on someone, I usually get what I want, but not necessarily the quality I desire. This is likely because the person I'm pushing is more worried about my deadline than they are the outcome. Before you scramble when someone pushes you on a deadline, say that it's in the queue. This happened to me recently when I was working with a vendor for a virtual event we are hosting. He wasn't moving quite fast enough for me, so I applied additional pressure in the form of deadlines to get what I wanted done quicker. In the end, he gave me what I wanted, but it came with many mistakes. When I pointed this out to him, he admitted that he did it under pressure, the pressure I was inflicting on him, but that this wasn't his normal process and therefore the mistakes were inevitable. The next time I imposed a deadline on him, instead of scurrying to accommodate my demands, he confidently said, "It's in the queue." Now, this stopped me because I didn't know how to respond to something being in someone else's queue and not mine. But this vendor was defining a clear boundary for me that would not compromise his delivery of an exceptional product. The pitch challenge today: set boundaries and deadlines that allow you to produce quality work. Don't let others set your pace if it'll compromise the outcome. Also, don't be vague in your estimated delivery dates. Therefore, don't just say it's in the queue and leave it up for interpretation. Be clear, stating the realistic date that you are able to deliver a quality product. The deadline demander will appreciate your honesty and respect your boundaries if he or she wants a quality outcome. And if for whatever reason, quality is not that important to him or her with that particular project, that will be made known to you, which means you may not have to spend as much time on it as you had originally planned.